with me. But Snap was very much not the case, at least.
What are you talking about? Snaps are great. Ubuntu forever.
You just need to add more. You just need more compression. And welcome back to another Linux Gamecast Weekly, the show that covers the latest Linux gaming news, reviews, how-tos, and most importantly, whatever the hell else we come up with. Man, it's going to be another big show. I'm Vince Stone here at LGC Actual, switching the bits, doing all the fun stuff here in beautiful downtown Athens, joined every week by the Canadian monster himself, the Gummy Aardvark. That's his stage name. Jordan Svong.
I better be like a 15 milligram THC gummy aardvark, otherwise I'm going to be very upset.
And the man who only listens to Near Automata in Portuguese. I don't know how he does it.
Actually, it's the first one, Near Replicant, whatever.
Hello. Can you start singing Become as Gods in Portuguese?
Well, here's the problem I'm having with this. I was just making shit up for Pedro, and he still pulled a well actually on me. It's going to be a fun night, kids. Stay tuned.
Pedro karaoke is the most terrifying thing you're ever going to experience this Halloween.
And it's all gibberish.
All of you beautiful, high-functioning sociopaths out there helping us form cocaine. Like two canes and Voltron. Yeah. Did you see the mock-up I made with the t-shirt?
I didn't. No.
Oh, remind me during the break. I'll show that to you because we need someone to art, and I'm willing to... those money things I'll give you if you can do the art thing good.
So, Gold Press Latinum?
Yeah. We're going to get out. What's his name? He's going to like... Yeah.
Elvis?
Yeah. Latinum showers. That's what they call them.
What? You know, no, eject button. Nope.
Smart man. What have you been up to, man? You been lifting anything heavy particularly?
No, I haven't, because all the fucking gyms are closed, and I'm trying... The best quote I can get on delivery for a squat rack that has an over 1,000-pound capacity is 8 weeks. So so now it's determining who I'm going to give the money to and how long that 8 to 10 weeks is actually going to be. But no, I got my birthday this week. I'm 31 now, so... I got one. Another 9 years.
Better luck next time, birthday.
Another 9 years before I die. Yeah. I don't know. I took the week off. I got high. I played a bunch of video games. I watched Deep Space Nine. Jill got me some barbell collars, so when I eventually get the equipment...
Wait, is that going to hurt your neck?
Maybe. They're really narrow. I haven't tried to get them around my head just yet.
Okay.
And someone sent me... They didn't leave a note or anything, but they sent
mystery
me a
controller.
Dun, mystery dun, dun. Amazon Luna controller. From my Amazon wishlist.
Are you going to enjoy that?
I am, yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
all joy is fleeting.
Yes.
Desire is temporary, embrace the void.
Pedro, have you done anything worth merit?
Let's see. I started work on what's going to be the next iteration
for
of the
our
Steambox.
Audio listeners, he reached over and grabbed a fan, so I'm assuming the answer is no, but he's gonna power through it.
I'm a big fan.
I was also picking up the other thing. This is a Noctua Chromax. It's just what they call their black fans that aren't, you know,
it's like a regular fan, but $20 more.
Yeah, because you didn't get the brown version.
Actually, this one was cheaper than the poo brown one, so that's why I bought
Noctua.
It.
Noctua! Yeah. You changed, man. Why? You gotta pay more for the non-poo brown stuff, Noctua. This is how it's worked. This is why I loved you.
Basically, this is one of the thin 120mm versions. And I'm going to take out the fan that's on the heatsink itself on the processor, and I'm going to mount this on the big 120mm hole that I cut out of the top of the Steambox. And I also got a tube of Thermal Grizzly Cryonaut. It's so that tomorrow
that's
I can
gonna
pull
like
out the...
It's going to be very hard to get like spread evenly over the fan blades.
what
it's
with
not
all the
for
hair?
The fan, but you know, to your point, it comes with these spreader tips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've thrown those away myself, so good luck.
I had a weed grinder that came with one of those once.
I see stuff like that, and I'm being like, oh, you mean a credit card? Yes, spreaders.
Yeah, no, this is so I can repaste the 1080 tomorrow, because it's still working, and the prices of the new generation of video cards, stick around, we're going to be talking about that, haven't been particularly appealing, so I'm just going to do some
Pedro
general
has
maintenance.
Broke his GPU. What have I been up to? Dude, speaking of cards, I've been trying to track down a PCI sound card, because I kind of want to do a little backstory for it. Because I'm like, oh, no, it's PCI sound card. Oh, FireWire's too advanced. It's too new for me now. Let's roll it back. We'll see if we can get all the way back to ISA. This one has me interested because you can still buy it new today. Like, there's no like, oh, this is for retro. It's like, no, this is like a fully supported, full Linux support product. Stupid expensive. But you can get the used version, the old version from like 13 years ago, which is the same product. So there's the story right there. This thing's just still made. I'm trying to track that down. Also, the Raspberry Pi, man, that HQ webcam, the video. It's been up for patrons for like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. Now it's up for just mass consumption. If you want to see how the, from this shot right here, from my DSLR, to like the Canon Vixia and a Logitech webcam plus the Pi HQ webcam. Well, I turned it into a USB webcam. Go check that out, man. It's thing. It's up on the web zone. And I got to give Aldius a thanks, man. I got to give a special thanks to Aldius.
What'd he do?
He saved me from ending up with like extra drills.
Did he buy you a drill?
No. I just got a message. He's like, the fuck do you plan on doing with a drill? I'm like, oh shit, that's still on our studio wish list. Because that was a reminder, because I don't use the wish list of like, oh, please go buy me this. It's awesome if you do. We love you. I mean, put your name up back here. But it's like, shit, I'm going to buy. And I'd put that up there as a reminder to go buy drill bits, which I'd already bought the drill bits. So I got a Neo, but I don't know.
Surprise drill.
Right.
But not in the fun way.
Not really. I wasn't. Could have showed up tonight with like dual drills. And like, yeah.
Drills akimbo coming soon from Amazon Studios.
Oh, I mean, you can't always drill the horse.
That's what you think. You just got a bad attitude. I can drill the horse whenever I want. I just, no, you know what? It's the Steam
Linux
Update of the Week.
Sale!
There yeah, it is.
yeah, so there's a Steam Halloween sale that was going on until the 2nd of November. That's, what day is that? I've lost
how
track
are
of
they doing the
tomorrow
is,
for you.
The, okay, yeah. here's like a side question. How's the Halloween hanging out? Like, has it pretty much been Americanized in Canada? And they're like, yeah, we just do the Halloween thing.
No, yeah, that's been the case for like as long as I've been doing Halloween.
Okay, it's not ever really taken a firm hold in Britannia.
No, not really. There's some places that go, okay, if you decorate your place, and people can go and go trick or treating at your door. No one does.
In Portugal, they just abduct children who are running around in costumes.
That's not even a thing.
You wear costumes on Halloween. Unlike us every Saturday for reviewing video games. No, but there's a SteamDB.info has a sale thing. They have the upcoming sales happening. We're going to get a fighting game sale on November 12th. The autumn sale is at the end of November, and the winter sale is at the end of December, same as it was for the last year and the previous years and all the other years. So, I don't know. Steam sales have lost a lot of their luster. I don't know. If you're looking to get Kings of Kung Fu for dirt cheap in a couple weeks, you'll have the opportunity for that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Of the games left on my wish list, it looks like most of them don't drop at all, and the ones that do are like 50% off. How about them 90% sales? And,
well, I mean, I like SteamDB.info just because you can do the sort. Like, you can get a scapegoat right now.
Woohoo! Yep.
49 cents. And by the way, yes, that's right. There's a filter for
SteamOS
Linux.
Yeah. What's the cheapest game on Linux?
This
right
is
now?
What we're about to fucking find out.
drum roll, please.
It's probably Scapegoat.
Probably.
If you don't got the free to play.
Portal.
Wait. Yep, hang on. Price.
No, that was 49. Yeah.
Scapegoat. All right.
Followed by Dweller.
There are a bunch of their metrics.
Crash Drive 2, man.
Momo.exe. Wait, why is there an EXE on Linux?
All the history. The great game. Okay, most expensive game on Linux.
Drum roll, please.
I'm curious.
$20?
RPG Maker.
RPG,
MD?
I don't know.
It's 75% off, man.
But that's anything with the discount code on it.
So yeah, well, okay. So, well, yeah. Most expensive during the sale.
Yes.
There you go. I did. Okay. I looked. I couldn't find anything during the spooky Halloween sale that I necessarily wanted. I'm not sad about that, but I'm like, you know, because you always hope to see like maybe something, maybe a game that you forgot about. You're like, and it's half off. I'm like, I'm gonna grab that.
I wasn't interested when it was $80. I am interested now that it's $20. Yeah, that's
right. Yeah.
But to keep this train rolling, man, let's talk about some of the top releases of September 2020. And yeah, this is the thing Valve does now every week. It's good. No, week, month. And
week, month.
The week, months, yes. They tend to roll into it. Oh, Avengers. Oh, that game just ate all the shit.
You didn't capture the Avengers. You captured their stunt doubles, you idiots.
Pretty much, man. One thing I did see in here, and if we scroll down, Hades was in there. I saw that was from who made that? Supergiant. But we didn't get a Linux version.
Yeah, it's STL, so they're...
Yeah. Serious M4, we're still waiting, you Croatian psychopaths, for a Linux version. And,
yeah.
Maybe Pedro's favorite new game, waifu football.
Look, it's if you actually have a look at that game's page, you'll see that, like Strider was so keen to point out when I brought it up on Discord.
I remember seeing a trailer for that game a while back going, that has... Okay, it's unhinged looking is all I can say.
Yeah, that's got fuck all to do with football. In fact, if you watched Captain Tsubasa, the anime series, you know that that has fuck all to do with football. It's all about the over-the-top acrobatics and the stunt kicks and... Yeah, well, it's
next thing you're gonna tell me that
but with a football.
Next thing you're going to tell me is that Dragon Ball Z has nothing to do with martial arts.
Yeah. It's about as close to football as Dragon Ball Z to martial arts.
What kind of hot bullshit is that? So speaking of like native Linux versions, Unrailed and Medieval Incest Simulator 3 are your Linux picks for September. So
Brave New World, kids.
Yeah. No, the heathen in me didn't really see any interesting Linux games come out this month. But
I think
with
a lot
Hades.
Of people, Hades. I'm not. I've just been watching people play that on and off. Just people,
it's a roguelike. You won't like it.
I know. I've watched enough of them. Like, I'm not down with that. But I think like a lot of people, I'm sitting back waiting on the Serious Sam because you know I love your crew team, but I'm not giving you a fucking cent until the Linux version comes out.
Theron spent that money for me. I don't know. Having dicked around with that a little bit in the Proton, I would really like Croteen to fix all the graphical shit before they bring it to Linux. That would be nice. Mm-hmm. Maybe get that Vulkan renderer working and not make me use the DirectX 11 one for DixFix.
Oh, man.
That would be nice.
So, Timothy's got some good news for us.
Yeah, Timothy has a link on his Twitter page. To Valve's GitLab, which I learned is now GitLab is apparently what they're doing for projects that are now like being soliciting contributions from the public. GitHub is for those that this is the shit that we're releasing. But anyways, they put up the Steam runtime tools for Pressure Vessel on their GitLab. So this is basically they've forked Flatpak. They're doing some stuff with it to make it a little more game focused. They show how to bundle libraries, how to actually make the Flatpaks and so on and so forth, how to build debug versions and whatnot. And following the design structure of Flatpak is consistent. We had that. I was going to say it was last year, but then I checked and it felt like a year ago, felt like 3 years ago, but it was actually in like March that Valve gave the presentation of how Pressure Vessel is supposed to actually work.
Right.
And it's consistent with that. So I went through their entire README doc. You can too, the link's in the show notes. There's still quite a bit of design work to do. They have it so that like simple games will work, but there's still a lot more use cases that they need to cover, like shared game folders, config folders, and so on. We're going to be talking a little bit more about some of the problems they have to deal with in the news section, but... Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is the existing work on Pressure Vessel. It looks pretty good. hopefully now that it's open, people are going to start hacking on it and testing more games with it, and maybe we'll get something next year that is fully pressurized.
And something that's actually being designed from the ground up to have, you know, performance or applications that need that performance in mind. Which, so far, I mean, Flatpak did a pretty good job. App Image, it doesn't really do any kind of sandboxing, so meh. But Snap was very much not the case, at least.
What are you talking about? Snaps are great. Ubuntu forever.
You just need to add more. You just need more compression.
You need more compression and a fatter network pipe.
Yeah. For any kind of performance-sensitive application, like, you know, a goddamn video game.
And if we're going to be doing pressure, anything that's like being delivered over pressure, when you click play, it needs to go ding, 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 ding.
No, it's like a pressure cooker. You leave it to boil and it goes, psss.
Pressure. Pressing down on me, pressing down on you. No,
Pedro, you don't do that. That's how you end up with a vanilla ice.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh
man.
Oh, it's completely different. It's not.
Now he's doing new metal. So lay off vanilla ice, man. He's hardcore now.
Just in time for Halloween.
Oh yeah. From Russia, with love.
Pretty much.
Yeah, apparently a bunch of Russian modders for Vengers, of all games, decided, you know what, let's just put out a bit of a content update, and the dev said, yeah, you do that, and we'll put it on Steam, and they did. It will be over on November the 2nd, because, that's when this particular instance of festivities ends, at least as far as the internet's concerned. So yeah, it isn't like any kind of new content or anything. It's literally just a skin pack for cars and
that's terrifying,
the weapons and some of the levels, so you can enjoy Halloween in game. And yeah, it's the actual update, they say, will come at a later date. We're still waiting on that. I'm still waiting on that because I actually like that game, so.
But yeah, Avengers. I jumped into it and I played around for a minute, which, good on you lot. You know, I'm like, at 20 years old? Yeah, let's go ahead and put it out and put it up for Linux. Pedro, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do in that game. It makes no sense, but then
you're
again,
not the only one.
Okay. Then again, is that part of the game's charm that no one is yet to?
Yeah, to a certain degree. Yeah.
The game actually tells you
what to do. You just have to decipher it.
But I rolled over on my back and I think I died. I'm not 100%.
You need to hit the button before your car starts losing durability and explodes.
Okay.
I vaguely remember driving around to that game and thinking, man, this looks like something made in the 90s. It is cool, though, that like the developers are willing to, you know, bring in this community effort to add more content to this game. It's nice to see that when modding community is trying to keep a very old game alive, the developers embrace that and they're like, yo, we're gonna give you first party support because you're doing the work that we're not, right? So yeah.
And this is one of the Vengers is an interesting case, if not for the fact that they still have the source.
Yes.
Yeah. 1998, they have the source. Yeah. It's the same original developer working on it. Probably not the entire developer team, but the lead developer is still the same. And
in my mind, the only copy is still on the original zip disk.
Probably.
That's the one they've been using this entire time. There's no other backups.
It's a big 5 1/4 floppy.
So, another update is the Deep. No, we're not talking about the boys. We're talking about golf with your fiends, man.
It.
Grab your snorkels, get your flippers. We're launching a brand new course. And of course they have, man. It's like golf with your friends, but with more underwater. Yes.
What? Underwater?
It's like a wonder water. But you're underwater. You're dying. Slowly gasping for oxygen. They've really been coming out. They've been showing out some good stuff with the maps. They've definitely stepped up their game as opposed to, here's like a random impossible map. Go have fun, fuckos. They're themed now.
There's a little bit
of strat, and I'm happy to see it. This is going to bring 12-player action. So that's kind of interesting. I'm happy to see that. And my only problem is this. With the previous update, because I remember Pedro getting, you got a message from me. I'm like, all right, can you log in to golf with your friends? It's like random in the middle of the week because I saw you're online. I'm like, can you get online? And you're like, yeah. I'm like, huh, I can't get online anymore. Then I just like rolled back, you know, I played the Proton game and get to like 4209. I'm like, okay, it works with this, whatever. It runs better than Proton anyway. This last update, can't get online, period. Not the only person. I saw one other person, but I think they were under Windows. They can't get online either. I did post in that thread. I'm like, yo, I can't get online with Debian 10. And, well, there's that.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
I haven't tried, actually, so.
So did we talk about Black Mesa or whatever?
Yeah, why not?
I suppose we should talk about Black Mesa.
No, I think we should have a longer awkward silence. Just make people think.
No, I think everyone was waiting to hear your opinion on your favorite game, Jordan.
Yeah, you usually have like a witty rejoinder.
Anything.
I was going to interject with like the drowning thing, saying how that would be.
That's too late now. Let's talk about Black Mesa, Definitive Edition Beta, man. Doesn't this look so ooky spooky? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Hello, everyone. Happy Halloween, Black Mesa. It's a full 50% off until November 2nd to celebrate. They got a gang of shit. They've messed with stuff, man. They got power buttons, Pedro. You can get the lights on and off and shit.
Spooky.
This is next level. Something with on rails. They've updated that. They've passed out the arts. They've even got hostiles on rails, which is more terrifying. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing, something I can identify with personally, questionable ethics. Always a fan of that. And surface.
I'm tension. Personally a fan of surface tension. I like being able to put my
hand. But don't forget about the Freeman. Okay. There's apparently a gang of stuff in here, and you can try it out if you have. You don't have to buy a separate game, so good on them for that. You know, you right click, it's a public beta. I'm not going to fuck with it because I'm doing a Black Mesa playthrough, and I don't want to lose any of my progress, because all throughout that I was losing progress left and right, man. So I'm like, nope, I can't play with it. Is there anything to be excited about, Pedro?
One of the things that they bring up is that they, and something that they'd already done with the first release of Black Mesa, was they changed a couple of the levels that were bad, namely on a rail. That entire section was bad and Valve should be ashamed of it, but they changed it, and the way that they very much streamlined it, you could still see some of the set pieces. They couldn't get rid of those because that's you start messing with the set pieces, the fanboys crack down on your ass. But what they did with the original version was actually really, really awesome, and it very much streamlined that level, and I got through that level in like 5 minutes. Like, oh, okay, why wasn't it like this originally, Valve? And oh, they're still doing that. They're still improving on it. It's like, very good.
Yeah. On a rail, that one stuck out to me in the original Half-Life. Like even like 15 years later, that was a slog. Go here, clear out this area, move on, go to the next area, clear it out, and so on and so forth. So much safe scumming.
Well, I think they get the basic out and this definitive edition. They're going to be dicking around a little bit with the narrative. So brave souls, have fun with that and see what happens. But we need to move on to the. Haven't we talked about the Orion Trail before it was out? It was in early access or like pre-release.
Maybe we talked about Oregon Trail and we threw chairs at it.
And we never get Oregon Trail,
which is like where you're a pipe organ.
You're a pipe organ with internal organs, and you go to reclaim. They've been stolen from you.
Ah, well, this is not this. It's not. It has nothing to do with Oregon Trail either. That was the first thing I checked.
Oregon Trail.
Shell games, yeah. It's basically Oregon Trail, but in space. It has a bit of an FTL thing going for it. I can kind of dig it. Right now, it's like $8, so it's not too badly priced, I guess. I don't know. Whenever a game self-describes itself as hilarious, I kind of hold my breath because, you know, it could be. They could be very confident in their jokes, or they could have written a bunch of jokes that they think are hilarious that are not actually hilarious.
And if we'll look at the mixed reviews, that's probably the reason why I didn't pick it up when it was on a massive sale, not...
Damn, Daniel, when your first thing is not recommended, I'm like, okay, product refunded. Damn.
No real gameplay because it's Oregon Trail, or it's Oregon Trail, and this guy's like, I want an FTL. This is not FTL.
Why would you think this would be FTL? When I think about this, I think about the modern Oregon Trail that, you know, we're
on the Apple II. Yeah.
No. The modern one we have. What's it called? The Oregon Trail. Yeah, the one on Steam for Linux.
Yeah, the Oregon Trail. Yeah.
Where you invade the Walmarts and all that place.
Yeah.
Yep.
No threat to Canada.
Yeah. And
kind of like that, yeah.
That's what I would expect from this. This is Death Road in Canada, but it was Starships.
Yeah.
It's more a pick your own adventure style of thing. There's not even that much combat from what I could see in the trailers and the screenshots. It's all pick your own adventure style progression.
Hmm.
So, I mean, that in the mixed reviews, I'm like, I'll wait.
You could just go play FTL too. I think that's what most people who buy this game really want. They maybe think, oh yeah, Oregon Trail, I remember playing that game as a kid, now it's going to be spaceships. No, that game sucked.
I don't think about that when I'm definitely 100% when I saw that. Nothing. Now again, I don't know a lot about FTL, but apparently I know enough about FTL not to confuse it with that. I'm like, no, that's not FTL.
I don't know, man. This is what the reviews are saying. So.
No, I'm agreeing with what the reviews are saying, Jordan. What do you mean you don't know?
Played FTL to death and hoping this would be a good replacement. It's not, quote unquote.
That's what I'm saying. I would not confuse the two. I would never pick this up hoping it would be FTL.
That's what Bludgeon did, and he refunded it. So I don't know what we're arguing about.
We're not arguing.
You are arguing about agreeing with each other. Yeah. Literally.
Yes. That happens quite a bit. All right, up next we got Star 99. This one's kind of interesting because it's 1942, but with 99 man PvP. It sounds interesting. It's very likely going to be a massive fustercluck, but online multiplayer is online multiplayer in these quarantine times. So I don't know. It's like a battle royale shoot 'em up, but it's like a horizontal scrolling. I'm not 100% on this.
Oh, you get
this.
To play as little Iron Man.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
But yeah, no, the way that they show it, it's like you play in the center lane and there's two others that are actual players playing next to you. So you always have that bit of competition going.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I want asymmetrical shmup where it's you and 100 other the 99 other players are individual little bullshit ships.
Yeah, maybe.
Could very well be the case. It's not entirely hard to fake that kind of stuff, but yeah.
Up to 99 players, man. $7.99. Do you need anything special to play this? No, not at all.
Not really.
Hmm.
No. One gig of space.
It's 1942. 4 gigs
of RAM and an Intel processor. Away you go.
or what? One of the other horizontal scrolling shooters. I can't remember their freaking names.
Yeah. Cool. So we've talked about this next one at least once before.
Yes, when it was first announced. This is Savage Halloween, and I guess it makes sense that it came out on the 26th of October.
Tracks.
Not today?
No.
Halloween?
they were trying to beat the clock a little bit, maybe get a few extra sales. But yeah, no, it still looks very, very Contra-y with the general progression. There's a couple of levels.
Of course it does. Listen, just because it's got Senna with a Gatlin gun, it's not doesn't make it Contra, okay?
Apparently, hey, I was told by Mr. Foxdog that Santa is riding a penguin too, so we gotta not upset Jill.
This has got a lot of nods to a lot of... this is what I remember talking
about.
Yeah, no, about,
it's
like,
got a lot of nods to Castlevania, Castlevania 2, Contra.
Battletoads.
Yeah.
I'm in the underwater segment, I was seeing a lot of like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Three Turtles in Time, that fucking underwater level.
Shinobi. Yeah. Well, Ninja Gaiden, anyway.
Oh, and there's a driving segment, too.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? I'm going to pick this up. I'm going to play this. It's... $4.
$4. Too. Yeah.
Really?
$3.99. The way you go.
I saw the first time I saw this was on like a show covering like bargain basement PSN games. So yeah. Like, you know, why not, right?
I'll give it. It's 180 megs too. So it's not like that's one thing that irritates me.
That's actual retro, not hipster.
Well,
retro.
Yeah. Well, that's more reasonable.
Not
retro.
Unity retro. This,
right. Because it really doesn't. But I like to pretend it bothers me when I see them. Like, oh, this is like pixel perfect, hipster accurate. It's like 9 gigs. I'm like, get fucked. Get out of here with that.
High res pixels.
Pretty much, man. Those pixels.
The highest.
Yeah, those are 40s pixels, man. One more thing before we get out of here. People, speaking of retro, sometimes you got pixel retro, but sometimes you want to like capture real retro, you know, 2000, the year 2000, fucking millennia, turn of the century. Yeah, way back then, kids. How do you do that? Well, you do it with 3D and 4x3.
Yes. Arcante.
Arcante. Arcanon.
Caliente. Arcante.
Yes. An old school.
Arcaliente.
First person party-based RPG. And it appears, the best I can tell, either that or this guy just genuinely doesn't understand how to do screenshots. It looks like, I want to believe it's in 4x3.
Hmm? No, the video is in 4x3. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got evil enemies and pawns.
Yes, and centaurs. I don't know. Like going through the description here. Like this is clearly a one man job. It's the dude's passion project about discovering how to not get killed in like a game like Eye of the Beholder or Hillsfar, because it does like the 4-man party first person thing. Like a lot of those old games used to do. He talks a lot in the description about like, yeah, remember when you didn't fucking know what the hell was going on in the games? That's when they were really fun and you were just dying all the time trying to figure out the basic subsystems. So the guy has some nostalgia for it. So he put this together, I guess.
Wait a minute. Did he really walk out on stage and was like, I didn't ever fucking read the chunky ass manuals that came with these games, and neither did you. Do you want to relive that?
Yeah. chunky ass manuals with the copy production that didn't actually, that gave you about 2/3 of what you needed to actually play the game, and the rest of it's like, oh, you can figure it out.
Yeah, and it's, I looked at the page and the first thing I saw was the little
I'm logo. Glad you looked at it, Pedro. You didn't try to feel your way through it.
I licked it. I tried to taste it.
No, I looked at the logo. It's like, okay, the logo looks really interesting. If the game actually has that kind of hand-drawn pencil aesthetic, I'm down. Let's go. Then I looked at the screenshots. Yeah, that was club. That was just clubbed together with assets. That's yeah.
I don't really keep track of.
But yeah, it's the one person, so probably.
Yeah, like Unity assets. I don't know. Is that Unity assets? I don't know.
It looks a lot well like Unity assets.
I hope this motherfucker like rings us up by like Monday. He's like, yo, this is all hand design.
I hope I'm wrong. I really, really do.
This is why I'm telling you, internet, it's pointless and it's fruitless to argue with Pedro, because he's like, okay, whatever. Next. And
I'm wrong a lot. Go figure.
Go fish.
No, don't tell him to fish. You imagine what night hellscape that would bring?
Yes, and that's why I'm telling him to go fish.
Pedro with a fishing rod. Have fun.
Yeah.
No. Had two fishies while growing up. They died eventually because
did you catch them with a rod?
Yes.
No. It was okay. Like aquarium pet fish.
There is a difference between, okay, coming up next, we're going to explain to Pedro what the difference between going fishing is and owning an aquarium.
Same thing.
Stay tuned.
But delicious.
And wouldn't you know it, it's about time we actually drop the whole conversation about fishes and give you the news.
You did love him so. That. It was like a son to you. And it went wherever I did go.
And like the most dangerous to fish, it looked at you and went moo.
That's a spooky fish.
Moo fish.
The spoopiest.
The spooky fish.
Have you ever tangled with a moo fish?
Yes, I have. That's where I lost my left leg.
Moo. You hear it at night, you hear the scraping on the windows, followed by the...
Yeah, call me Ishmael, motherfucker, I'm going after the moo fish.
I'm telling you, dude, you're thinking about it, you're like, oh no, it's a hover cow, because you're on the, you know, eighth story, and you're like, nah, it's a moo fish.
No, it just turns out you're underwater this entire
like
time.
Little pucker marks on it, I think that's how you know you were visited by the moo fish.
Yes. If you want to avoid a visit from the mewfish, you should head on over to linuxgamecast.com.
If you want to find such fine storytelling.
Yes. No. The Moofish is our protection racket. If you don't subscribe to our Patreon, he's gonna come and bust your legs.
We'll keep developing protection, this story further.
The protection racket.
It's a protection racket.
Protection racket. All right. So LinuxGameCast.com. Put your mouse over that support button. We got a Patreon page that'll take you there. So you can do that too. Become a Patreon. You get access to our Discord channel for $1. For a little bit more, you can get access to the show notes, which lets you suggest stories. Mr. Foxdog and Arthur in Chat Realm, our Discord, have been suggesting stories all week. So you can do that. You can send us messages. You can do that stuff. If you're a Patreon, you get access to the pre super chosen. That's an extra hour of Linux gamey content. We have a video stream that you can watch. It's on YouTube.
We do for executive producers. We go ahead and throw that up. If you want like a live 1 hour extra experience, and hey man, if you like the sound of our voices, that's why we do that extra show. It's an extra hour of content. Plus, we also have the live and uncut versions.
Indeed, bigger, longer, like, and uncut.
Yeah, 2 hours on Wednesday of people talking tech, other general nonsense in this show, which is usually like 4.5
nonsense,
to 5 hours of background noise from people you trust.
We got a store, store.linuxgamecast.com. You can check that out. We got t-shirts, we got stickers, we got coffee mugs.
Spooky
fanny packs, not yet, but you can be a spooky Francophile, or you can make my face disappear. Either way, it's fine. Get yourself a Helix coffee mug, fill it with mayo, and just like gently sip on it on like Skype calls.
You're gonna get like the mayo liqueur out. You gotta let the mayo sit, preferably on a window sill for a few days. Then you take off the nasty stuff at top and the bottom, what's left in the glass, the nice liquid stuff, the mayo liqueur.
Sun dried mayonnaise.
Sun-cured mayo.
We got Amazon wish zones. You can check out the stuff that we use, and maybe crib our crap. It's fine. It's there for you to do that. We got to thank our new Patreon, Poop Sock, and all of the people who are using our affiliate link.
Yeah, I wanted to give a big shout out because I got a notification from EU, which is Deutschland, Space France, and
Belgium.
Could be. Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not Belgium?
Luxembourg, Liechtenstein, all the power players.
We get a few bucks from the affiliate links and people were shopping through that. So thank you for that. And that's pretty awesome. The only, I think we're talking about the Amazon links. The only place I've never gotten, except for like $20, but hey man, $20 is $20. Come on.
$20 is $20.
That's what I'm saying, right? Pedro pretty much makes up everything from the UK on the island. I know when Pedro's bought some shit.
Look, I just bookmarked it with the affiliate code at the end. So yeah, whenever I go on Amazon.
Pedro's good like that. Canada, not a fucking cent in like 3.5 years.
That's not true. I bought some crap off our affiliate link.
It's never been enough to, like, I'm
not
sure.
Not enough to make up for the minimum.
Sure. Blame me. That's fine.
No. You're to help. You're helping. No one's blaming you, sweet.
I blame Scott, personally.
Well, that's just a scape Scott. You can't use the scape Scott.
Escape Michonne?
Escape Michonne.
Isn't that the cheapest game on Steam right now? Escape Michonne?
Yes. Cheapest Linux game on Steam.
So let's talk about, as is tradition, driver news.
Yeah.
Not for anything, for a very special card that came out this week, the GeForce RTX 3070. NVIDIA's so horrible, they're stupid, they're Linux broken thing, it'll eat you and kill you. They've already got the drivers out for the card. Can't even get the card yet, because that's how NVIDIA motherfucking rolls, kids. Not much in here, man. Added AMD secure memory encryption compatibility. That's the thing. All right. Something about the NVIDIA X driver that was affecting X11 rendering. That's been sorted somehow. And there's a bug with Vulkan barrier optimization that allowed back-to-back copies to run unordered. All of that's been sorted. Something about Prime, though.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. They've been doing a lot of stuff with GPU offloading on the NVIDIA driver because that's... Like, you can use Bumblebee on Linux if you want Optima support, but the actual native support from the NVIDIA driver is actually better. You should use that.
Yes.
So this one, they have support now. You can offload onto an Intel iGPU from an NVIDIA run display, which you might think that's a very strange use case. Maybe you're just using the dedicated GPU fully. There's a couple configurations where that would be useful. Or maybe like maybe you're on an NVIDIA system with an Intel iGPU and you need to do some OpenCL code and you don't want to run it on NVIDIA because that's dog shit. So
fair enough.
It would still be better than the integrated graphics.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure NVIDIA has like code blocks in place. It's like, oh hey, you're using OpenCL, bad performance, and an error message. Use CUDA, fuckers.
Oh, I'm sure it would give you like all the incentives to use CUDA, but I think GTX 1080 will curb any integrated Intel graphics when it comes to OpenCL.
The driver would disagree with you. The binary blob driver has words for you.
But yeah, the interesting bit is actually the last one, which is added AMD secure memory encryption compatibility. NVIDIA adding AMD stuff to their drivers. Okay.
I mean that's for GPU. No, that's to like make sure that shit running on your because like GPU memory is like very unprotected. Everything has access to it pretty much. So if you're gonna be running like a lot of compute stuff, you want to have whatever's running in your GPU RAM encrypted. That makes sense. Especially now that like supercomputer market's kind of moving on over to Epic.
I did install these with my antiquated, my vintage 2060. And, I mean, they work. I didn't notice anything more negative. So,
if they install and run, that's what a driver's supposed to do, right?
Yeah. When you reboot, this X come up. Like, okay, all right.
Pedro, maybe you know something about this. You've heard of like NVIDIA's, there's an NVIDIA server package in Ubuntu.
There is. It's just
what in the cinnamon toast fuck is that for?
It's for headless installs. It doesn't come with any of the X extensions. It's purely for GPU compute work. So you don't waste any resources in having that X functionality there. It's just for compute. That's it.
Excellent. Okay. That seems like an Intel move.
Yeah, well, it also seems like something that should be called like NVIDIA Atlas.
They called it NVIDIA Server, and it's only available on Ubuntu because Canonical decided to make that available.
Well, I was just wondering because Scott was talking earlier in Discord, and he's like, "Oh, what's the NVIDIA Server?" I was like, "That doesn't exist. That's not a real thing."
It is a canonical thing. Yes.
Yes, it's something that was made by a third party. So
it shouldn't exist. But it does.
All right.
Just like Linux Game.
It's another one of those use cases. But
Ladies and gentlemen, good news. Here's what we got to talk about. We can all throw away. We can just quit talking about NVIDIA. We can throw our NVIDIA cards out, Pedro.
Yeah.
No, we can't. It's the new AMD RX 6000 series. And Extreme Tech claims that it is optimized to battle Ampere. Ampere, however you want to say it.
Ampere.
What it's not optimized to do is, it's not optimized to my wallet because they're all too expensive. So AMD announced
about a problem I have with this. Okay, here's my problem.
Numbers.
Here's my problem with your numbers, AMD. You know I love you. I got a Threadripper. Got a 1700. And another wall of stuff that I bought from you. Check this out. You got what I am assuming is your frames per second, but only on yours.
Yeah.
And I've seen the lies that people have done with bar charts. But look at this second one here, Borderlands 3, 99. It looks like it's a significant gain over the competitor, but for all I know, that's 98.
Yep.
But they do have the scale on the left. It's not, you know, like previous AMD graphics or AMD bar charts that they've done in the past, but they just straight up lied. Although there is no official confirmation yet as to how the RX 6800, 6800 XT, and RX 6900, will actually work. But yeah, the issue I have with the new lineup of cards
is because they all have 16 gigs of memory, and you're very opposed to that idea.
No, I'm very opposed to the price, because the 6800, which they seem to be trying to compare it to the 2080 Ti, so they're basically going after the 3070, they price that at $580 or $570 MSRP, and then the 6800 XT is $650, and the 6900 XT is $1,000.
I don't see the problem here.
I do. Nope. I'm not spending 500 and whatever. I'm not even spending $500 MSRP that NVIDIA is asking for the 3070, let alone a heck of a lot more. But yeah. Other than the price, there's also one teeny tiny issue with the ray tracing implementation. Yep.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to...
No, you can talk about rage mode. I'll leave that up to you. It was actually about the software-based ray tracing when Lisa Su came out on stage, like, we have all this new technology, and then it changed to, can't remember his name, and he was talking about the software implementation being based on DXR and only working with DirectX 12 Ultimate. And yeah, so if you happen to get one of these, and you know, by the time that Mesa catches up that the card actually works on Linux, you're not going to be able to play Quake 2 with this. At least you won't get any performance advantage than with any other card.
I you know what, if you walked up to me and said, well, you know what, don't buy this, why? Quake 2 perform, I would slap your bitch ass where you stood.
Well, maybe I would think that I got sent back to 1998. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Did I reverse rip and then winkle myself? I don't know.
My issue here is the price entirely. But yeah, no, ray tracing implementation is purely software based.
All right, first off, welcome to electric 16 gigajoule land for everyone. You get a 16, you get a 16, you get a 16. Also, here's the upside of this. This is why you can, I believe, put a little bit of faith in the AMD benchmarks. And that's quite simple. These prices, they show confidence in one's product. These are not, fuck, okay, well, we can compete on price. This is AMD saying, you don't fucking have to, we're going to undercut them to sell these mother, to drive them out in volume, but we don't have to compete on price anymore, NVIDIA. We don't.
Yeah, I mean,
and oh, by the way, NVIDIA, thanks for making $1,000 look cheap. Hashtag love AMD.
I mean, yeah, if these numbers are to be believed, then NVIDIA might get around for their money. I really hope they do, because they've been sitting pretty for far too long. But, you know, from the Linux perspective, because this is a Linux podcast, Intel install time support for these cards is probably going to be somewhere closer to this time next year. Maybe closer to August. we'll see. Don't hold your breath.
I think this is more of an evolution from RDNA 1 than it is an entirely new architecture.
Yeah, but we've seen how distros are, especially on their install images, are pretty slow to have like newer versions of Mesa.
That's why we install the tool that we used last week.
Play on Linux?
No, the one that updates your firmware every day.
But that's the card firmware.
It's not the drivers.
That's just the firmware, not the actual Mesa drivers. And again, that's also dependent on like when Mesa is actually doing the driver release.
Yeah,
I am really interested though to see what these guys can do with the open source drivers if they're claiming this type of performance increase, and with ACO and like whatever other secret sauce Valve is working on claiming to outperform like native DirectX. I'm curious to see what kind of actual performance gains they can squeeze out on Linux with the open source drivers, because having been using the 5700 XT for a couple weeks now, it's really good. Like,
what if
it's a rock solid card on Linux?
Because I know a lot of the main worry, even from the AMD zealots, they know that it might be 6 months before we get like a good rock solid driver, like we saw with the launch of Navi, the initial Navi rollout. But I would like to see a very competent closed source driver on Linux, because right now the only reason the main reason is to what Jordan said, something to get you by until Mesa gets caught up, you know, so you can play your games, you can run your Resolve, you can use your Blender. until Mesa gets
cut off. This is AMD.
Yeah.
We've seen I am going to have faith because, you know, you could say, hey, man, these cards are going to suck. They're not going to compete. And I'm like, yeah, because this is AMD. Then AMD's like dropped in like, now what? Well, they're going to continue doing the driver's thing. Maybe. Maybe they are. You could be right. But
I hope so.
I see you believe in magic.
Yes.
But I was the one who used FGLRX on Linux for a long, long time. And boy, that was a piece of shit software. It was bad.
Yeah. AMD GPU Pro is also not fantastic. One other thing that this article brings up that I want to talk about, Ben, you had it in the show notes. These things are apparently tuned for AMD processors. They have this AMD smart memory access thing on the 500 series chipsets that gives the CPU full access to the GPU memory.
All of your memory RAM, yeah.
Yeah, so they're saying like this is where we're seeing like these large deltas in the unlabeled bar chart. This is a lot of where that's coming from. Cutting down on trivial memory operations and memory copies, awesome. Which again could be very interesting. I'm interested to see what this looks like.
It's unfair, Jordan, because they're favoriting their own processors.
They make them. I think they get to make that choice.
It's not fair.
And Intel would very much agree with you on that stance.
This current generation.
Here's the thing, man. There's not a word that's been mentioned. Here's something they haven't parodied with the new 30 series NVIDIA cards. Not a fucking word on your dedicated silicon for streaming. Shrug emoji. So you guys get that going with you. I just want to say, welcome to the budget. High-end option being $1,000. Brave New World, kids.
Yeah, no, the budget here is NVIDIA with the 3070. NVIDIA has the cheapest GPU of the current generation. What the hell?
Why do you hate NVIDIA?
I don't. I hate NVIDIA about as much as I hate AMD, but...
So why do you love Intel so much?
Right?
What? Is it because they have functional ray tracing now in Mesa?
Could be. Damn, my plan.
Intel tracing compiler. Support for ray tracing. No word on Frank tracing. This is just a commit over the GitLab. So, yeah, this is for the upcoming Z or whatever you want to call it, ReZ. And, Vulkan driver code for compiling ray tracing pipelines, managing acceleration structures, dispatching the rays. Yeah, ray tracing is going to be a thing.
Yeah, it's not fully complete just yet, but this is most of the work. No. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see some additional performance gains on like iGPUs, because like that's a big underloved market segment on Linux. I'm pretty sure if you can figure out a way to get Mesa to squeeze as much performance out of like iGPUs as possible, that'll make like budget laptops a lot better in terms of enabling people.
Because right now, you still need to get a Haswell or higher laptop if you want to get actual Vulkan compliance from Mesa. Mm-hmm. So anyone that has, say, an Ivy Bridge laptop or older, you're not going to get Vulkan properly supported ever at this point. So, but
think about how much humor and fun can be had by inviting your friends over with your integrated iGPU and like running a benchmark and cutting on ray tracing and having a good laugh.
Yeah, maybe you two can run Quake 2 on your Intel.
Then the fans kick in and it starts sliding across the disk. It'd be brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant.
Indeed. And maybe some of this will get picked for the Mesa AMD ray tracing stuff. I don't know. That's the nice thing about these things being open sources.
They are. NVIDIA's going to do an NVIDIA, man. There's going to be the open standard for Vulkan with ray tracing that Intel and AMD is going to do. And NVIDIA's is going to be like, get ready.
CUDA 2. Intel streams, shut up.
Right.
CUDA 2, now with more laser beams.
More CUDA. Laser CUDA. So, lads, Linux gaming is set to get a whole lot better in 2021.
Yeah, so this is spoiler alert, this is from a TechRadar article that sourced a Pharonix article, so I had to play the find the primary source in the Pharonix article game. We were talking about that a little bit in between the segment. But I posted the link to that presentation in the show notes, so you can view that for yourself.
Can I take a moment real quick about that presentation? I wanted to watch it live. I even retweeted it. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to come back. And I had some things to go do. And I was there probably like maybe 5 minutes before the presentation. Who's it? Open Caldera?
Collabora.
Collabora. Yes. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. The bounty people. Yep.
Y'all can get fucked because there's like registering for your site, then trying to do another registration to pre-register to register for the. Get fucked. Get no. All the fuck. You don't need that many steps between me and me trying to watch something, man. I mean, again, let me see if I can reemphasize this point. Get fucked. Okay.
All right. So yeah, Collabora, if you don't know who they are, they're a bunch of open source developers. They essentially say, I want to put this up. I want this thing done, and they'll assign developers to get it. Mm-hmm. They've been working a lot with Valve. They've been working a lot with the open source projects to get gaming a little bit better. And this is talking a little bit about the approach that they've been taking to solve some of the problems. In this case, it's mainly case-sensitive file systems, anti-cheat, and memory management. These are all big problems that developers have been dealing with under Linux, especially Windows developers trying to port stuff over to Linux. So making that easier will hopefully allow for more games to come over. Case-specific file systems, they say, is actually a solved problem. You can do it in user space, but it's expensive. But per directory, case insensitivity has been available since like kernel 5.6.
Is that the kernel level or is it file system level? Is that the XD4 thing?
Those drivers are in the kernel. Okay. So yes. The XD4 driver does in fact have case insensitivity support. It's not on by default. You have to specifically enable it for the directory. And unfortunately, a lot of distributions don't actually ship with this option on. So the big resistance they're seeing there is like actually getting Fedora was fine with it, Ubuntu was fine with it, but older distributions specifically lack this functionality. The other one was implementing like specific FUTEX 2 code. Remember that story we were talking about a while ago where like Linus was yelling at that one dude for like trying to implement a spin lock? Yes. Because this is what you do. This is what you do in Windows. So the Collabora people go on to say that yes, this is actually a well-known issue. This is a problem that Linux has because there are other ways to do it, but this is it's still a known use case. We want to be able to support it. So they've implemented FUTEX 2 code to allow this sort of memory management. Apparently, it results in anywhere from like a 15% better performance with FSync. So that's nice. Mm. And the other thing they were talking about is anti-cheat. We know that dealing with easy anti-cheat is a big problem. They talk about some of the implementation problems and how anti-cheats can detect, hey, this is running a modified operating system. So by implementing a kind of syscall dispatcher to bottle the anti-cheat to say, hey, you stop here. Everything we're providing through Wine is Windows, quote unquote. Everything under that, you don't have access to. So that's supposed to be coming in 5.11. So look forward to the easy anti-cheat people saying, oh, they're doing this? Let's figure out a way to fuck that up, too, in the next year.
Thanks, Epic. No.
What Jordan Sung just told everyone, breaking news, people, easy anti-cheat will work 100%. No issues.
go
with play Rocket 5.11. League. Guaranteed.
Go play Rocket League.
Yeah.
Yep.
Flawless.
Rocket League. probably Among Us at that point. Fall Guys.
Yeah, Paladins. I very much want to play Paladins again. There were so many other games. I can't really think of one. It's just Paladins. Whenever I hear Easy Anti-Cheat, yeah, that's the one game that I'd very much
the
like
only time,
to play.
And it wasn't even for... Like, the only time I've been hit, I've been this strangely fortunate life. Maybe I just get good taste in picking games. By any type of like online lockout bullshit was DMC5.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get the resolution dialed in correctly and restarting the game. And apparently I restarted it too many times or something like that. Or I changed
the
OS. Yeah. And that kicked in. It's like, you can't play your game for 24 hours. Fuck. Oh, thanks for buying it.
Yeah. The one for me is Vermintide 2. I really want to play that in multiplayer. Mm-hmm. But that one's using EAC. First one isn't. So single player works for Vermintide, but it's Left 4 Dead, right? You want to play that with your buds.
Even then, like, hey, we could play Fall Guys, maybe, but I would still be sketchy as hell because, yeah, to your point, yeah, they flip a bit and you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just got to make sure the bit would also affect Windows.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's basically make the kernel aware of that particular system call, which sounds like it is what they've done.
And Dead by Daylight. It goes, and there's another game that would, you know, that'd be a fun game.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's good to see that this sort of work is being done. They're like carefully considering it. I like the approaches. Try to fix as much stuff in user space as possible, and if you need to change the kernel, change very specific things and for those specific use cases.
They've did some like heavy stuff, you know. That's one of the reasons we're waiting for like the NVIDIA drivers for 5.9 and above, because they put that like anti-condom shim blocker in there. And NVIDIA's like, damn it, that we were going to make use of that. And they're like, get wrecked, NVIDIA. But you gotta do it the right way. Yeah, you do. Yeah. Orange Julius.
Yeah, the open source Caesar 3. It's chugging along. It's the Steam.
Shut up.
No. The open source Caesar 3, it's chugging along. They have a new release out. It's 1.5.0. They added some new localization options. Save games now save under your actual language. Polish, Swedish port, so on and so forth. They have some UI fixes. There's a windowed mode now. You can do --- windowed and it will launch in windowed. And some gameplay fixes. Nothing too crazy, no Linux specific fixes. But you know, if you like city builders, if you like stabbing people in the back or sodomy, this might be the game for you.
Actually, if you like the Caesar series specifically, and you didn't really like any of the other city builders, yeah, Caesar 3 is the game that you want to play. So, yeah, go and download Julius. Yeah.
It's a thing, and I just want to give it a mention, man, because, hey, open source games.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a long while, too. Yeah, so it's...
All right. So, this is exactly what you fucking think it is. 100% when I say Vim Mario. You're like, oh, I wonder if that... Nope, it's nothing other...
Where E Mario X?
That when I scroll down, there better be... And there it is. Yep. That's some old school Mario right inside of Vim. Kind of. You got some Goombas. You got some Marios. You got some stairs. I don't see the Doom plants or any peaches. I do see a game over. Now, keep in mind, I mean, this is not quite as elaborate as Donkey Kong and H-Top, but it's still kind of brilliant. Usage, play Mario. Vim. You'll never be able to exit it. There's always that. So
you just close the terminal. Just go to the cross. There.
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's that meme with the Google search. It's like, how do I quit? How do I quit Vim? How do I quit smoking? Uh-huh. How do I quit heroin? How do I top result? How do I quit Vim?
I just Arthur threw that in the show notes suggestion. I'm like, all right, there it is. Just do that to one of your coworkers and leave it rotting and accuse them of playing games.
Yep.
Him or whoever, however you want to roll it.
Yep.
Just make sure you get him good and alert the supervisor. Like, playing video games.
And then the supervisor shows up and is like, no, it's my turn now. Fuck you.
Bonus points if you do this at a game development studio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bonus points if you do that, if you work at Nintendo and you pull this out.
Ooh.
Then it'll get a cease and desist, like, right there. Yeah.
You're gonna get cease and desisted out to the fucking curb. Coming up next, we're bringing the scourge, baby! Arr! Chair position time. Welcome back to the spookiest chairquisition of the year. Too spoopy five me. This week we're taking a look at Scourge Bringer from Flying Out Games and E-Studio. It's done on Monogame, which is an interesting choice. You can pick it up for about $16.99 US. What is it? Scourge Bringer is a fast-paced, free-moving roguelite platformer. Help Kyra to explore the unknown and slash your way through ancient marshes or ancient machines. Marshes, where did I get
ancient,
that?
Ancient marshes. Marsha.
Marsha, guarding the seal of her past and maybe the redemption of humanity. So, dear villagers, the publisher, they sent us some keys over the Curator Connect, so thank you very much for that. And once again, because Pedro likes the game and only likes the game so that he can go first, Pedro goes first.
No, I actually do like the game. Not because I want to go first. I honestly don't care about that. It launched with absolutely no fuss out of the box. It all holds 144 hertz at 2560 by 1440. That's very good. And you really do want, if you change the resolution from 1080 to 2560 by 1440, tick the little box that says pixel perfect. it's a little too blurry otherwise. The DualShock 4, it worked out of the box, but the game does seem to have Xbox prompts. So, yeah, take that for what you will. The combat sounds are most definitely on point, and honestly, if there was background music, it didn't even register for me.
You didn't hear the angry guitars whenever an enemy showed up? Like, damn.
You missed not half. Really. Pedro, you missed half the game.
For me, the music didn't... Yeah, it just didn't register. My brain didn't even pick up on it. As for the fun, I never thought I'd see an actual hipster pixel roguelike rendition of the Devil May Cry style of combat, but here we are. It does that very, very well. You're in the air the whole time until the room is clear, and then you skit. That's it. There's just one teeny tiny issue, because your character, as you're going around the air, is just a white blob, and then you hit an enemy, and it flashes, also a very light color, so you can't see your character. Just forget about it. The one thing that I will give the developers, and they did a very good job of this, was if you hit the D-pad in a relative direction where an enemy is, the game actually does a very good job of sending your character directly to that enemy, so every single time you feel like you nail it, but you can tell that the game is helping you. But yeah, no, primary gameplay loop in this one is done almost to a T. The game also actively rewards you for going as fast as you can through each and every room. Some rooms have two waves, some only have the one. Some have a little pylon with blood on it that you'll get some bonuses. But yeah, no, it actively rewards you for getting through the levels as fast as possible, and it makes everything a bit easier because you're getting those upgrades as you go along. I love it when small indie games actually nail one thing, like do one thing, the one mechanic that you really want to explore. Just focus on that and do it really, really well. Maybe it's the Linux user in me and the Unix philosophy of do one thing and do it well. Maybe it's the teeny tiny optimizations to the combat that actually make it flow really well all throughout as much as I played of it. It's like 70 something minutes or 80 minutes. So just over an hour, and I like it. Whatever reason it is, I like it. I like it very much. Four chairs.
So I guess I'll go next.
Hang on. I just had a lot of shit thrown at me at one time. Pedro gets four chairs, and apparently Jordan goes next. All right.
Yeah, why not? Okay.
It takes a minute. I have to zone out when Pedro talks.
Fair. I just wait for the noise to stop. On Fedora 32, launches out of the box, holds 60. I tried this on the i7-6700K with the 5700 XT and the 3900X with the GTX 1080 Ti. So it's all good. Holds 60. It likes to start in that little 720p windowed mode, though, but, you know, whatever. Controls are very, very tight and responsive. You do really feel like a super bouncy ball of death. Like Pedro said, your little nubbin of a player character gets easily lost at sea in the ocean of pew-pew everywhere, especially in some of the boss fights. The soundtrack kind of alternates between, like, zen and heavy guitars, but it whips back and forth like a Smith child. So, I don't know. It wasn't quite like Doom, where, like, that soundtrack gets you just, like, super fucking pumped, and you're just like, yeah, let's murder some demons. But it tries, so it gets some points for that. Fun-wise, I mean, the main gameplay loop seems a little bit button mashy to me. Oh, I'm sure with time and practice you can become a finely tuned, precise murder machine. The fidelity of those controls makes it real clear that you can do that. But until you get to that point, you're kind of just flailing around trying to kill everything before it has a chance to attack and kill you. And the goal here is to run through as many rooms as you can until you find the mini boss, so you can steal the key and go fight the actual boss. I actually did manage to get to the first boss, who is some kind of bodybuilding flying torso, and I got into about 2/3 of HP before I died, and, you know, back to the beginning I go, because it's a roguelike. And I think, here's I think the crux of my issue with it. The thing roguelikes really have to nail is the ratio between luck versus mechanical advancement versus player advancement. this game really puts the thumb down on player advancement, and that's not a bad thing. It just means you have to get good at the game. But it does mean that your gameplay loop has to be engaging enough to support a player investing the time to get good. And the combat is really good, but I find the levels themselves and the actual going through them, like, really boring and repetitive. Not to the extent that, like, Dungeons of Clay was repetitive, but the fights are very similar. Like Pedro said, most of them have two waves. Sometimes you get a one-wave room, and you're like, it happens enough to give you false hope. You're like, okay, can I go to the next room? Nope, I guess not. We're dealing with this. And yeah, it has the dual currency. You can do the per run upgrades. You can do the overall upgrades by essentially farming mini bosses and regular bosses to buy into the talent tree, which gives you more moves. It gives you like the ability to deflect bolts and whatnot, stuff that you'd expect in one of these combat roguelites. Really, really the crux of it though, the game, what it's actually about is health management to the point where you get to the mini boss and then you get to the actual boss with enough capacity that you don't just get insta killed. And that sort of gameplay loop doesn't really do it for me. It's very well done otherwise, and it might appeal to people like Pedro who are into that stuff. But for me, I can just give it two cheers.
All right, so let's talk about how it ran over here on Debian 10 on the Threadripper 1920X, 32 gigajoules of RAM with a 2060. It's a pixel game, so you'd assume it ran quite well, and it did on a technical level. It's completely legit, man. Solid 60 at 2160p, as things should be. X-Clone worked. PS4 controller worked as well. Let's talk about fun, though. Aren't we a floaty little fucker in this game? Like, there. That's my main complaint. With it, period. You weigh slightly more than a hummingbird's right testicle. Touching the floor is kind of code in this game for you done fucked right up. And sometimes that's really no joke, since, you know, spikes hang out there. They'll get you killed to death more often than not. This is one of those games where you're expected to die a lot and occasionally get a little story, you know, fed back to you back at the hub. That's okay. So what is it, man? You float around, same damn room, shit slightly rearranged, and you kill some baddies. What do you have? You got stab, you got swing stab, dash stab, and pew at your disposal. Upgrades, as these lot have said, you know, they come in the form of like just straight RNG drops and blood where you can buy stuff. Oh, did I mention there's a skill tree? So I guess I should say
actual tree.
Yes. So that means I have to call it one of those games where you're expected to die a lot light. Yes, because save progression. Most of your time is spent in hover Gensu mode. I mean, you're trying to stay alive, especially after you discover that holding down X equals perma swing and almost damn near perma flight. Spoilers. On the staying alive part, you won't. You'll die. You go back to the hub, you wash, rinse, repeat. That's it, man. The combat, I liked it for what it is. It's fun for about the first 10 minutes. Then it gets the repetition. It just sets in with a quickness, man. Not to mention the lack of variety in the rooms and the enemies. I kind of made it to a giant ball that killed me rather quickly. Once. That's kind of my street cred for Scourgebringer, because I did that. Yeah. I was almost proud of myself. I would really like to see this character and story unfold in an actual game. You know, one with thought out enemy placement, crafted levels, and, you know, the occasional save point. Because, you know, floaty or not, the controls, they're tight. They're legit. Don't touch that. But, you know, if this was like a regular game instead of this RNG, you know, rogue-like, light bullshit that I just don't like, man. I know you might like it, and that's cool. That's fine. We can still hang out. Come over. We'll play Sonic. But for me, this is like, you know, are you a fan of, like, building a world out? Or do you, like, dancing around in multiple rooms? It's that debate. For me, the rooms get boring. They get boring quick. I like exploring things. I'm a more linear person. If you're looking to pick this up and dick around, you know, just a game that you can pick up, dick around like 10, 15 minutes, put down, not feel bad about it, and maybe come back to it a little bit later, this might fill that void. Now, I'd typically just be like, fuck this game, one chair, it's out. But the thing that Pedro didn't pay any attention to, the second you start combat, you are treated to either some mellow shit or some legitimate rocket out tunes, man, that seriously crank away, that I was like bopping away to, like right up until you get hit, and that's just, it flatlines. I was also a fan of that. I thought the sound design on this was refreshing. So I can happily give it, you know, definitely a sort of one. It's not too outrageously priced.
Mm-hmm. We got any final thoughts before we head on out?
That's pretty cool. I was actually surprised that Ven didn't like this one more, because he seemed to be a big fan of the over-the-top combat in Nier and Devil May
Cry.
So.
Huge fan of all that. I didn't know anything about the game. I just picked it up, right? And I was like, oh, it's a Curator Connect. Oh, look, Swingy Sword. Oh, this is great. Boom, boom. Then I died and I saw it. I was like, that's a hop. Fuck. You fucked it all up right there.
I don't know, because like I'm almost the opposite of that. Like the in between the actual gameplay is a little mm-hmm. too threadbare. There's not a lot going on.
No,
and
float against you. That's all you do.
No, the point here is very much the combat. It's like they focused on the combat and they nailed that shit.
Right, nailed it. which would be nice if the rooms had like. I'm not a fan of the whole go through one wave and then fight through another wave, but also do the explore-y thing. I'd rather like more intense one stage encounters, mm-hmm. And maybe a little bit more healing, like having a bit more healing rooms, because like again, the game is just about health management at that point. Because once you have to kill the mini boss and kill the main boss and take no damage, so that you can continue on. Which
there's again, the rooms that have that little pillar.
That doesn't heal you reliably though, and sometimes it doesn't help you. I would like some reliable recovery.
More variation in the enemies early on in the game, because killing the same fucking guys over and over and over and over. And yeah, I would say to your thing, Jordan, I'd always count on there being two waves.
But
statistically,
like
that's like.
Yeah.
Most of the rooms do have two waves. Yeah.
When you don't get that second wave, you're like, huh. All right.
Right. But then it becomes like, okay, where is the best spot in the room that I can chill out and kill the last dude so that I don't get completely clusterfucked?
I definitely believe that's part of their mechanic, though. Like, you need that last placement.
And you need to be moving. Like, the focus here is very much movement, because if you stop, you fucked up and you're going to take damage. You need to be.
It's Hover Gensu management, but like I definitely had two runs that started like right off the gate. The guy was like, here's some OP fucking weapons and guns and shit. Here, take this. It's dangerous to go alone.
I got that after I died like four times and I thought the game was giving me a pity fuck.
Yeah, it gives you a pity fuck.
Oh, it is. It does. It absolutely is.
And then you just get like this nuke machine gun. You're like, yep, this is good.
I got a grenade launcher, but yeah.
I got that one time too. It's basically the only time you die from that's from just like straight up carelessness that having that type of firepower
mm-hmm.
gives you.
It's okay, I guess. If you like the style of game, then I really think that you'll dig it, but like, I don't think it has enough to sort of rope people into the genre. Coming up next, we got some merch requests. If you want to send us some merch requests, become a Patreon and send us some hate mail.
And wouldn't you know it, we've reached the end of another Linux Gamecast Weekly. Chances are, we probably said something that you didn't entirely
Your Halloween special sucks, Dufresne.
Too spooky.
Nick
that
would
cage
like to
did not
you.
Come off the wall and bite you at any point. I had money on that.
I too was disappointed about that. But if you were disappointed by something we said on the show,
Nori should show
some
up
hate mail
with her. Nori should be the waffler with her syrup of truth.
Oh, no, just like slam a waffle iron right on Pedro's face.
Knock out some teeth.
That's it's gotta be plugged. That would hurt a little bit.
No, there's like an extension cord too. Like she plugged it in. She set the subs.
But yeah, if you go to linuxgamecast.com, you can give Nori some ideas as to how what to throw at my head by clicking the contact button, selecting LGC Weekly from the little show box, and filling out your name, filling out your email, a subject, and. Yeah, send us whichever message you would like us to feature right here, right now.
Smash waffle.
If you're a game developer, you'd like us to have a look at your game, please include three keys, otherwise you just get made fun of.
No, we've had that. Listen, Pedro, I'm sorry, I'm special. Also, I can't read, and I'll send you.
And we're going on Kickstarter, and we don't even have a working demo
can't
out.
Can't read,
so
also,
why don't you talk about our game?
Also, Windows only.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you can play it on Proton now, right? Like, it doesn't matter anymore.
Everything we described, I mean, listen, we're assholes anyway, but everything we described has happened more than once. Combined, like, you put that nope stack together and like, oh, one of these again. Oh, did they get all the tick marks?
Does it tick all the boxes?
Bingo. We actually do have bingo cards. Right. I think I'm down $50. I gotta stop playing this game.
So Pedro Barajolio would like a word with you, sir.
But close enough.
As I said, Barajolio.
Sure. We love our audience. We really do.
I addressed him by his Christian name. Thank you very much. What does it say? I wanted to buy a t-shirt from your store, but it looks like it's missing the most obvious pattern. Two thumbs fondling a conveniently hyphenated, conveniently placed pair of track pads on a ST... an areola controller. Please fix this ASAP so I can give you monies and
embarrass.
My wife when we go out. Love your show. Smiley face. PS, Brazilian Portuguese, European Portuguese. How does that work? Is there like a converter?
Brazilian Portuguese greater than European Portuguese?
Oh, I thought you needed again. Don't you need like an adapter or something?
a Portuguese to Portuguese adapter?
Listen, man, it could be like going from like 120 to 240 or something, like a ground plug.
I don't actually know what the power standard is in Brazil. But if we're talking raw numbers. There's definitely a lot more Brazilian Portuguese speakers than there are European Portuguese speakers.
I got an idea, Jordan. This is pure genius. We're going to send Pedro to Brazil with a fork to discover what the power ratings are.
Couldn't I just look at the socket?
No.
I don't want to buy a fork. We can just make him lick it.
No, listen. I know people. They'll let him borrow the fork.
All right, but so here's the thing though, that shirt he's describing, like, that exists. It's like the game controller shirt, but it's like over the boobs. I mean, I guess
it's gonna be a Steam controller.
I guess it just has to have
the areolas drawn over the nipple area.
That way we can like get sued by Valve. But we'll get sued by Valve and Big Nipple.
Oh, you don't want to piss off Big Nipple, man. They'll milk you for everything that's worth.
We'll get fucked.
They'll cover you in pasties.
They'll scorch us. We can't tangle with Big Nipple.
You don't want to irritate Big Nipple. It's a bad time. They are hard. They are hard.
The cold nipples of justice are swift.
Yeah, they're cold and they're hard, and they're coming for you.
We're not going to beat that. We're not. We tried.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Big Nipple.
Cue the music. You can always find us 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, unless you're one of the awesome psychopaths making the show possible. Show up an hour early in our Discord if you're an executive producer. We even have a live video stream for the pre super shows, and thank you so much for making that possible. But get in touch with me at Vin Stone on Twitter, that's where I'm at, or just at Vin at mass.linuxgamecast.com.
The secret is I am Big Nipple. You can follow me at The Burning Fool on Twitter to find out if it's like a pepperoni slice.
Wait a minute. I thought you were Deep Nipple.
I'm Tri Nipple, Big Nipple, Deep Nipple. I'm all the nipples, baby. All
right.
Eu sou Pedro Mateus. Usar português da Europa ou simplesmente português.
I'm going to subtitle that. And you are going to be worshipping fucking Hydra.
Yeah.
Hard.
Confusing just about everyone else who doesn't actually speak the language. You can find me at an account.
Hey, do you know what the closed captioning system said? Bitter potatoes.
Bitter potatoes. Bitter potato Mateus. It's his name. Follow him on Twitter.
I need to create a new Twitter account.
Credits.
Credits. Eventually. They're coming. They're here. We got to thank our lovely, lovely executive producers, our advisors, our patrons, people who make this possible. We got Vigilant Viking. He's so vigilant, watching, not tapping when he attacks. We got Haplo. Justin. We got Michael J.
But he also protect.
Angel M. Barb Ramped. Scott M. I'm sad no one has, like, spooky Halloween names for this. We should have thought of that. We should have thought of that. We're sorry. That's too much effort.
Darkwing and the Mike Tehan.
Sea monsters. We got Jack, Dementor, Renault, Raider Ex Machina, and Truggy.
Ooh.
Our Death Notes, we got Lucy Nova Links.
K, Basil B, Chat P, Romeo 5, V, Nicole C, Marcin K, Martin W, System T, Craig H, Renee K, Leonardo C, Captain Zero.
Those are the people who can like make show Kim. Suggestions. If you want to be in that
Smashley
one.
Smashley G,
you can...
Chris, Veritanuda, and Jill.
I've changed the Matrix. Jordan's a little spooked. He's like, things are different.
They are. I'm trying to figure out ways to like make this engaging.
By being silent?
I'm thinking next week I will be less silent.
Okay. Guaranteed. You will bring full nipple fury upon us.
It will be the loudest nipples you have ever heard.
All five of them.
Nippo insanity.
All five of them? What, do like two of them split and then
that's
the third
right,
one's just
nipple.
Like... It's like hex nipple,
do
man.
Do not question the nipple.
I know, you're the one making up nipple facts. I didn't subscribe to your newsletter.
It's like the quad laser, but a little more hairy. Good
the night. Quad nipple.
Five dudes.